This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Turkish President Erdogan ruled out supporting Sweden's bid to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization after an activist burned Islam's holy book in Stockholm over the weekend in front of their embassy under police protection. Turkish parliamentary approval is mandatory for the membership, so Erdogan's comments suggest Sweden and neighboring Finland's efforts to join NATO are now looking more like a non-starter. As more classified documents were discovered in President Biden's home, former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes on Newsmax explains how difficult it is to get documents out of their secure environment.
If I wanted to move something from the House Intelligence Committee to another location, I couldn't just take it, for example, back to my own personal office. My office wasn't cleared for that.
Mr. Nunes questions how Biden was able to take so many classified documents to so many locations.
All of this is really unexplainable, how this many locations with an unknown number of documents over all of these years, how the hell did this possibly happen?
Another senior citizen in California went on a rampage Monday.
The related shootings happened Monday in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. Authorities say the elderly suspect turned himself in and is cooperating. This follows a weekend shooting where a suspect shot and killed 11 people in Monterey Park in Southern California before killing himself the next day. It leaves 18 people dead in California over 2 days. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Several senior Ukrainian officials announced their resignations on Tuesday, amid a damaging corruption scandal. Reports of foul play in Ukraine's leadership broke over the weekend, surrounding illicit payments to deputy ministers and overinflated military contracts. Ukraine's deputy defense minister, deputy head of the presidential administration, and deputy prosecutor general are among the officials who have quit. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Music publisher Primary Wave Music announced that it has acquired the rights of the Doors music publishing catalog. Republicans in the House are pushing a bill to eliminate the Internal Revenue Service and replace it with a consumption tax. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia on Fox Business.
The reason the Democrats don't like this is because they lose control. They lose control over the taxpayer. In a consumption tax, you decide what you're going to pay taxes on. You want to buy a boat, you're going to pay taxes on it. You don't want to pay the taxes, don't buy the boat.
The policy of energy in America is a very divided topic. With regards to Bill H.R. 21, Republicans want to go back when the United States led the world in energy production and very low inflation. Democrats continue to burn the in-case-of-emergency oil reserves as a way to help the American people.
The bill would require the federal government to increase the percentage of federal lands leasing new oil and natural gas production before a president could tap the SPR. Energy Secretary Granholm, in yesterday's briefing, says it's pure dollars and cents.
The use of the SPR not only saved Americans money, but these releases will end up delivering a return for taxpayers.
House Republicans will likely vote for the bill this week. Senate Democrats are confident it will fail there, but the White House has promised a veto. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Peter Hoekstra joins us now. He is the former ambassador, advisory board chair of Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee chairman. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, great to have you back. Real quick, because you were the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, what do you make of what Speaker McCarthy is doing with Swalwell and Schiff?
I think that, a lot of people look at this bill as saying, well, this is just payback for what Nancy Pelosi did to the Republicans when she, forbid certain Republicans from serving on the January 6th commission. But actually, I think there's, even without that, there is plenty of reason to bar Schiff and Swalwell from serving on the committee. I mean, Swalwell had a relationship, it appears, with an individual who was a Chinese spy.
Exactly.
Which, as McCarthy explained, if he were trying to get a security clearance and he was working in the private sector and they approached the government and said, hey, we'd like Eric to get a security clearance, they'd look at his background and they'd say, no way, he doesn't qualify.
Exactly.
And so that's item number one on Swalwell. And Schiff, if you go back and you take a look at Adam Schiff, who was chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he's on the House floor, and he's saying, hey, this impeachment with the president, I've seen classified information. It's far worse than what you and the public, than what's in the public domain, and it will be coming out. And so, this impeachment, this going after Donald Trump is well justified. He was lying. He was using his position as chairman of the intelligence community, chairman of the intelligence committee, telling the American people,
yes,
I've seen stuff that you haven't seen, and it's damning on the president of the United States. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the American people
exactly.
trusted him. His colleagues in Congress trusted him, and he came up empty-handed. He didn't have anything, and he knew it. And so those actions by Adam Schiff more than justify a Speaker of the House saying, I'm sorry, Adam. Actually, they don't have to say, I'm sorry. They just need to say, Mr. Schiff, you've disqualified yourself
exactly.
serving on the House Intelligence Committee. And remember, he would be the ranking Democrat, the lead Democrat, meaning he would be what is the Gang of Eight. The chairman, the ranking member, the Speaker of the House, the minority leader, and then their counterparts in the Senate that would have access to the same intelligence that the President of the United States gets, they would get the most secret information. And clearly, these two people do not qualify for that responsibility. Swalwell didn't have it, but he's going to China. Adam Schiff has demonstrated by his actions that he cannot be in that position and behave responsibly.
Well, it's about time that people would be held accountable for their words. I mean, the thing is Adam Schiff should know better. I mean, Ambassador, he's an attorney. I mean, I understand that this isn't a legal courtroom, but there's got to be some principles that are followed in the body politic, because what you're doing here, in a sense, the way I look at it is you're yelling fire in a crowded theater, which they say our First Amendment doesn't cover that. But I think our First Amendment needs to be perceived in the venue of the current communication channels, to be able to move a body politic with a flat out lie. I'm not even going to say a false narrative, it's just a flat out lie, is unconscionable. And thank God the speaker is willing to hold his feet to the fire, and hopefully, the rest of the body politic will have a spine to where look at, you know, because right now we're taking a look at a Republican representative who's allegedly has lied with his curriculum vitae and all these other things and how he got into office. Of course, I think there's a number of Democrats who've also lied, so it's kind of hard to be pointing a finger one way when you got three coming right back at you. But, you know, politics being what it is, this is kind of the hypocrisy that we have to deal with. But all that set aside, though, Ambassador, we've got to, reestablish some standards here, some decorum, to where the American people can begin to have some confidence in the people that are leading us.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill, which is why I wrote the editorial piece. It's, Schiff was the person who was out there saying there are threats to our democracy. There are threats, democracy is in danger, of course, implying that Donald Trump and Republicans were the threat to democracy. In reality, it was Adam Schiff lying to the American people. It was Jim Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, lying to the American people, leaking classified information. Lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, our leaders lying about COVID, lying about the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is what is eroding what's eroding American democracy. American people are losing trust in their elected officials. To take the latest example. I think former Secretary of State, I saw him on TV last night. He was asked about the FBI agent, the guy who was in charge of investigating Donald Trump and the Russian hoax, has now been arrested for working for a Russian oligarch. And it's like, and violating American law. And it's like, wow, this FBI is totally corrupt from the top to the bottom. How many people still have trust in the FBI? I'm sorry. I think it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I would agree, Peter, along with all the other three-letter agencies. They're all compromised right now. And your editorial, Destroying American Democracy, An Inside Job, something tells me that you ruminated on this for quite a while, and it probably had you up at 3 o'clock in the morning many times as you were going through this process and reliving this nightmare.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was on the Intelligence Committee, and for the time that I served as either the lead Republican, either as the chairman or the lead member of the minority party, I traveled around the world. I traveled to 84 different countries. I traveled to Afghanistan, Iraq, some of the most dangerous places in the world, and I'd come in, I'd be there for 2 days. I'd stay in a halfway decent hotel, or sometimes we'd stay with the our fighting men and women and some of their facilities, but we'd be there for 2 days and we'd come back to the U.S. Well, these folks in our intelligence community, They're there for 9 months. They're there for a year. They go back for one or two tours. They risk their lives. They're great people. And this is how they're...
Peter, we've got to go to break. Got to go to break. More from the ambassador after this.
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you, along with the former Ambassador Peter Hoekstra, who was the Advisory Board Chair of the Center for Security Policy, former House Intelligence Committee Chair. Ambassador, you know, what's happening, you know, and you cite this in your new op-ed, Destroying American Democracy, an Inside Job, is something that's been going on for quite a while. I mean, I look back and what happened with the Obama administration and how they targeted tea parties and anything conservative, and to listen to those on the left, I mean, they are really convinced that those on the right are destroying, you know, democracy. Nobody is talking to one another. And they just want to see it their own way. I remember what Jordan Peterson says, and I quote him quite often, is that we can be so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And this is where we are. We're so siloed that the other side is not talking to the other side and accusing the other side of being the destructive catalyst to this American democracy.
I tend to disagree a little bit, Bill, and let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. All right. I think conservatives, and I totally agree with you, we're siloed and people are not talking to each other. Okay? But mm-hmm. I believe that conservatives are more than willing to have the debate in the public domain and mm-hmm. let the Americans decide.
I agree with that.
Conservatives believe right. that, hey, we are created in the image of God. And as such, individuals, they're bright people, and we entrust them to make mm-hmm. up their minds. But give us a exactly. fair hearing in the public square, and we will be fine. The left mm-hmm. believes that they're right, but they will use the trappings of government to silence the other side. And like you said, this was going on during the Obama administration when I forget her name now, but she's working at the IRS.
Lois Lerner.
Yeah, Lois mm-hmm. Lerner.
Lois Lerner.
Mm-hmm. And she's trying to figure out how she can, you know, shut down the right. You've got, what happened, and then most recently, what happened, with the whole COVID debate, where if you said, you know what, I think this thing may have developed out of a lab. The left used social media to censor us. And think about this, Bill. You have the director of mm-hmm. national intelligence. People from his office are meeting weekly with different people in social media, guiding them on what is real. In what may be, a false narrative, meaning, oh, this is not true. Yeah. Go ahead and silence it. It's like,
exactly.
Number one, the director of national intelligence needs to be spending all of their time focusing on the threats from overseas. We can't use the capabilities of our intelligence community against our own people inside of our borders. What amazes me, Bill, on this is, where is the outrage from the American people, that mm-hmm. our intelligence community has been turned against us? You can go through it.
Because only 50%, Ambassador. Yeah. Only 50% yeah. care. They're the only 50% that are being affected. The other 50, that's their side. That's their jersey. They're wearing the same jersey. So that works for them.
That's right. For the other 50%, and that's what I'm saying, for the left, they are willing to use mm-hmm. the instruments of government power to silence the rest of us. And that's the difference between the left mm-hmm. and the right. The left is not willing to debate their ideas and their beliefs in the public square. We saw this in, mm-hmm. You can't go to a college, a university, a conservative can't go. Because they will be protested and they will be tried to, the left will try to shut them down. And it's like, wait a minute, this is
exactly.
why you go to college, to get different opinions, not to clamp down on one side.
So that you're smarter. So you exercise your brain power, critical thinking, and you're all the smarter. But this process that the left has taken over, what they're imposing on everybody, it's a process of mediocrity. It's dumbing us down at every turn in education, in our government, in our day-to-day lives, when you're only operating with 50% of the universe, when you got 100% available, but because you don't want to hear the other side, you negate their opinion, and you're dumber still.
Absolutely. It's exactly what we are seeing. It's exactly what we are seeing today. And, you know, we need to get control of it, because if we don't restore the integrity of the process, this cancer from within will destroy democracy. And, you know,
yes.
I mean, again, you know, over the weekend, what do we see? We see Antifa riots in Atlanta, the destruction of you know, private property, law officials being attacked. These people, they get arrested 24 hours later. They're out on, you know, they're out, they're free. You go to Washington, D.C., the people that protested or were advocating, you know, for integrity in elections on January 6th, you know, the FBI and, you know, the Justice Department, they're going after each and every one of those individuals, and they're, you know, they're prosecuting them to the hilt. I mean, it is
exactly
scary what we are seeing today.
Yeah. Without due process, and to the degree that they're being persecuted in the D.C. jail, Peter, I don't know if you saw this or not, but 36 of them sent a letter saying, please send us to Gitmo. We'd much rather be at Gitmo than be here in the D.C. jail because of the way they're being abused.
Yeah, I can't quite understand why we don't have our elected members of Congress standing out in front of that prison. Each and every day protesting for better treatment of the people that are there, but more fundamentally asking, why are they there? Why are they there?
Exactly.
And the scary thing is, you and I could go on for hours because the examples don't stop. The treatment of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden on secret documents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe's doing it better.
Yeah, this is a farce.
It's a farce.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And now we're finding out, Peter, that there is documents going back to his days when he was in the Senate. So not even just as vice president, he's held on to these documents forever. Like what? And then let's not forget the millions of pages of documentation that Barack Obama is still holding. Right.
Right. And you know that Hillary Clinton had on her server. It's like, I can tell you, chairman of the Intelligence Committee in Congress, my staff would never let me walk out of a secure space with a classified document. Okay? You, as a member of Congress, are not entitled to hold those documents or to read them, except if you are in a classified space. And the minute you're going towards the door, you're staff grabs those documents because you are not authorized to, you know, move them anywhere. It's, you know, you go back to the Senate documents. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable.
It really is. Destroying American democracy, an inside job. This is Peter Hoekstra's latest op-ed. Peter, if it's okay, I want to link that on our website as well, but tell the people they can read it for themselves.
They can go to the Gatestone Institute, you know, Google Gatestone Institute, and they will find it there. You're more than welcome to link it, distribute it, whatever way. We've got to, you know, you're one of the voices that helps inform the American people. Thank you so much for what you do.
He's the former ambassador, Peter Hoekstra, on the advisory board chair of the Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee chair. Peter, as always, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. As more classified documents were discovered in President Biden's home, former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes on Newsmax explains how difficult it is to get documents out of their secure environment.
If I wanted to move something from the House Intelligence Committee to another location, I couldn't just take it, for example, back to my own personal office. My office wasn't cleared for that.
California is reeling from a second mass shooting in days after another senior citizen shot dead seven former co-workers south of San Francisco in Half Moon Bay. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
Luke Shepherdson was declared the winner in one of the world's most prestigious surfing contests held in Hawaii over the weekend for the first time in 7 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty.
This is what I love about Al Parada. He comes with his own music.
Yeah.
The way it's supposed to be. He's our favorite barista, and he gives us the morning brew, among other things, for us to consider from stream.org. He is the managing editor, the one and only Al Parada. Hey, Al, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. It just dawned on me. How do we know her name was really Betty? For that matter, maybe Betty was a guy who was just identified as Betty.
Yeah.
All right.
You're just trying to bring it into the modern era, aren't you? We're confused enough as it is. Just even following the bouncing ball with Joe Biden, trying to figure out, you know, we said this the other day kind of half-heartedly and teasingly that, you know, there was more documents to come. And now we're finding out that, he's held on to documents from his Senate days. I mean, this is a disaster, and I don't know, you know, you cannot put enough lipstick on this pig to make it work here.
No. I mean, and we have to find out what those documents were.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they're, like, agricultural reports from, Africa.
Yeah, but they're classified. They're classified, Al.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't sit there and this is with a spin, you know, that some in the Democratic Party and the Senate would like to, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, the rest of these spinmeisters, the way they come on to try to soften the blow. I mean, that's like being a little bit pregnant. I mean, if you have mishandled a classified document, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
That is a determined classified document that you don't have the authority to declassify, and you have it in your possession.
I mean, everything about, I don't know, this president is just, he's a hot mess, Al. I mean, I don't, you know, and you're sitting there going, we've got two more years, and of course he proudly, you know, comes with this litany of things of how great they are and what great leadership he's given this country. And I'm saying, wow, if that's the case, why wasn't there a blue wave at the midterm? You know, because you want to talk about how you've handled the energy sector, managed COVID, the Southern, I mean, all this stuff that you kind of make up. He's in a different world altogether. But see, he can get away with it, just as we were talking with Peter Hoekstra, the former ambassador, because you got 50% of America that's just so sold out, and they so hate the Republicans that the Democrats have to be right, even when it's obvious that they're so wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the call's gone out that Joe's time is done. I mean, somebody's leaking this information. Somebody's pushing it, and you're not hearing Obama say, "Oh, that's, I declassified a bunch of stuff before he left." You know,
yes.
I think he's in trouble, especially if they tie the documents to business activities of the Biden Inc. That's you know, that's what you're looking for, I think, in terms of checkmate. You know,
How much more in terms of Biden Inc.? How much more evidence do you want? Initially, Miranda Devine, the rest of us that reported on this were accused of being, conspiracy agents and, what have you. And, they tried to discredit us. But here it is, this information, time and again, things that you and I have reported on. Oh, my God, they're no conspiracy. They're actually true. Donald Trump, the same thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think one thing that's switched here, and this could just be my nuttiness here, but having the finding documents stashed near the Corvette in the garage. I think there's something about that in the public mind that is so different than something locked in an office, locked in like Mar-a-Lago, with padlocks, right, and Secret Service in the car next to in boxes next to the Corvette. That just is one of those ones that culturally is one of those things that, like, late night comics latch onto. It's surreal. That's why this is so careless. And then you have pictures of Hunter driving around in the Corvette, and we know what he's up to.
Right, exactly. If you pay $50,000 a month for a room at your father's house, I guess you can have access to anything, right?
Yeah, it comes with a concierge, I think it's $50,000. No, yeah, and that's, again, money laundering. How does the big guy get cut?
Well, of course.
Follow that. Was he paying that? Okay, where is that on Joe's income taxes?
Exactly. Okay. See, that's the very thing I asked Miranda Devine. I said, look, this thing smacks of tax fraud. You got to know, with that kind of money flying around, nobody's going to be, dotting every I and crossing T's to make sure that, that this is all according to Hoyle. This, dark money lives in dark places, and it does dark things, right?
Well, and here's to add on to that, where Joe gets in trouble in that area, is Hunter on his emails complaining to his daughter about having had to pay for everything for over the years. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you pay 50% of what you earn like Pop did or does.
Yeah, right.
And that's like in a private email to a daughter when you're, right? That's not like a PR thing from a lawyer. That's somebody who's...
Well, that would be something Alec Baldwin would be yelling, his daughter about or something.
So where's all that money? Again, and then you go back to Tony Belinsky talking about stories about the plausible deniability. How do you get away with this? Plausible deniability. Just separate them out.
Of course.
And the House of Cards collapsing.
But again, see, when you got 50% of the country that believes that Joe Biden could do no wrong, they ignore this stuff. It's a conservative. It's you Christians, you don't like people that, have sex and do drugs, So you're just being hard on Hunter Biden, right?
A lot of people don't know about the stuff, the real allegations. I mean, about the cocaine, but some of the sex crimes that were on that laptop.
Yes.
And it's, and again, you just got to keep pushing that point. It's not about Hunter's personal life per se, even though it compromised national
right.
security, he was open to blackmail, and his mm-hmm. father was open to blackmail too. But just know it's about the family corruption using the
exactly
the government no, office.
Yeah, it's not about, like you said, it's not about the blue dress, right?
No, it's about the money. It's about selling yeah. out the office and, in a sense, selling out the United States. Why, you know, again, Biden family making millions off of Ukraine, how connected is that to the fact we're spending hundreds of millions now in Ukraine? What is
right.
you got to ask, what does Zelensky have on Biden? Whatever Zelensky yeah. had on Biden, whatever Ukraine has on the Biden family, was enough that the machinery in Washington, the Biden people, panicked when Trump asked about it casually.
Exactly. Right.
All of
well, they already they got rid of a prosecutor for looking into it. So, you know, why wouldn't they freak out when Donald Trump, you know, goes into this, yeah. right?
I go back to that every day. You've been around long enough to know how scandals grow in Washington. The fact that blew mm-hmm. up into an impeachment in a matter of a couple weeks.
Yes.
It was a panic. They were panicked about him finding mm-hmm. out whatever Trump was going to find out. Well, we never found
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
That means hundreds of millions.
Well, and the other thing too, Al, that people are ignoring here is, let's remember, this happened during the Obama administration. So Joe's getting his beak wet. How about Obama? Do you think he got his beak wet? I mean, here's his right-hand guy, you know, his bro man, getting all this money, you know, he and the family. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, I mean, go down the list.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me that the Obamas were not at the trough?
Oh, sure.
But nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. Plus, you're talking about the overthrow in Ukraine that Obama was behind. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's involved in this, too. I mean, aside from getting them enough money to help buy a mansion along the coast, that's supposed to be melting away, but...
This is what Marxists do, though, Al, time and again. See, they claim equality for everybody and fairness and social justice while they're, you know, cutting off a piece of the pie at the top to make sure they're taken care of, right?
Oh,
yeah. Got to go to break. More
every
from Al
day,
after this.
We invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
The best thing that they can do to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Honorary legendary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, check it out. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Now, we've got Al Parada with us, our favorite barista. We're doing a little bit of morning brew here. Al, I want to talk about March for Life. Hundreds of thousands of people. I've heard the numbers as high as a million. Terry Beatley yesterday said, I don't think it was hitting the million number, but definitely hundreds of thousands. Of course, the mainstream media trying to tamp it down, going tens of thousands. And meanwhile, on the opposing side, there were just hundreds of people. I think the differential speaks for itself in terms of where this country is in dealing with the issue of abortion.
Yeah, that was one thing that surprised me. I thought there'd be more counter-protesters out there. And there weren't that many. And one of the people who's a regular at the marches goes, that's even more than usual. I was really surprised. And loud and miserable people. But still, compared to the, like you said,
You bring up something here, Al, that they don't want to report on, and that is the vitriol. I mean, the difference in language between the left and right. You know, the right, and Peter Hoekstra mentioned this as well, and I agree with him. I think the right is more willing for a conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's sit down. Let's reason together. Let's move it out of the realm of the emotion. And we understand we're both passionate about things, but let's try and have a conversation. Where the left, they start resorting immediately to all the language. The F words are flying around. They're very mean and angry. And going, wait a minute, what has you so angry? Is it the idea that maybe in your heart of hearts you realize, but you can't admit it, that you've killed your child? Is that what has you so upset? And the idea that you have people on the other side who, just like you, may have been involved with an abortion, and by the experience and by the grace of God have realized, my God, I bought into the wrong narrative. The people lied to me about what I was doing. And here I am. I mean, they told me it was just going to be just like a little tumor, like I was removing. Well, you know, I don't remember the last time that I grieved over a tumor being taken out of my body. And they could say that it had a specific birthday or anything like that. Or that a tumor would cause me to be so depressed that it would lead to suicide. I mean, the lies that have been perpetuated. In fact, I saw where one of the people from the opposite side was wearing a necklace with a coat hanger
type of ornament on her necklace. And I think, you know, that is such a phony narrative. They admitted that it was. It was a big lie back in the 70s when they were pushing for all this. And it still continues to be a lie. But, you know, it's okay. We'll wear the lie around our necks, like as if that's not going to have an effect on your perspective and your worldview, right?
Yeah. And that was one thing that really caught me. It was the fact that the thought of, like, there's a lot of young women there and, in the march.
Yes.
But they have peers their age who buy into the lie about, shout your abortion, that is no big deal, that it's, that it's almost like a rite of passage.
Right.
And you think, oh my gosh, now the good news out of this is I put my money on the young women in the march to be able to work on their peers and help win the argument and win the heart. Because that's what it's about. The legal thing, 2.68, now we got to legislate. Yeah, that's fine. But it's about you winning over your classmates, the young women you hang out with, towards this cause of life. And you saw the faces of those marchers, the young ones.
They were well represented, Al. I think that was a big surprise that there were so many young people there, people who have been around abortion. And they have decided for themselves. Again, I remind people what really jettisoned this groundswell, this organic movement, is 49 years of history of women and an increasing number of men who realized the lie of abortion, right?
Yeah, the emotional scar and the lie.
Yeah.
And in the more and more desperate language. It's a change, and you see it. And you saw the signs. I mean, I know they had their official theme, but you saw little placards and shirts. We are the post-Roe generation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to take this. I mean, the previous generation, going back a couple now, they made it to the mountaintop. They got the Supreme Court has overturned Roe. Okay,
right.
Now the fight's local and it's personal, and that's where this generation.
But it should, Al, but, speaking of personal, see, this is what bothers me. This is a personal issue. What happened to HIPAA laws? Suddenly, this is what national health care looks like, is everything is no longer, in a situation that's between you and your doctor. Now it's out there, on the streets of America. And here you are fighting for something, and why are they doing that? The reason that they're bringing, the bottom line after all this stuff is they want us to pay for it, right? I mean, that's why they're willing to violate HIPAA laws and everything else and say it's no longer. I mean, on some sense, see, they want to carve it out when they want to say it's a personal issue when it's convenient for them. But it should remain a personal issue. That should be between you and your doctor, your pastor, priest, whatever it is. And let's not forget the father. OK, just because it's your body, so to speak, that other lie that they put. My body, my choice. Well, your choice was already made. You made a choice to engage yourself with somebody that got you into this consequence, and now you want to kind of dial it back and carve it out for some sort of convenient argument. But you're flat out, you're lying to yourself, you're being disingenuous, and at what? At the expense of your child. And what we're starting to hear more and more of, thank God, Al, is that we're hearing the stories of, of children who would have been aborted and weren't, and even, post-abortive survivors and what they've contributed to society. I mean, there's so many great stories like that that should encourage people. And people, never thought in a million years they'd be faced with that tough decision of putting their child up for adoption. But they will tell you, as heartbreaking as that was, that it was the better choice. Of choosing life over death, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things when I was on the mall, I thought that in like 18 years, how many tens of thousands of people would be at a March for Life who otherwise wouldn't have been alive if not for the overturning of Roe? And
exactly.
What benefit are we going to have from those people? What advances in science and medicine and art we're going to have? I worked for a guy whose mother wanted to abort him because he's a product of rape, who's gone on to save literally the lives of millions of people around the world.
Right. Wow.
Wow. So I got that all. You got that one in your pocket, right? But that's where you look at the positive side of this, that we're gonna win because they're gonna give us something more and more desperate, more and more crazy phrases like reproductive health care to describe the destruction of a child. They're losing. They're getting shrill. I mean, Kamala Harris the other day had to edit Thomas Jefferson to take the life out of life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Took out life when at a pro-abortion speech.
Yes.
Man, you start editing Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence to make the point. You couldn't even say the word.
No, that's right. They're carving things out. They're carving things out to fit their narrative. And it's so, here it is. The Vice President of the United States of America, taking what should be, hallowed ground when it comes to documents like that and statements like that and carving it up, to fit a narrative. I like Mother Teresa had so much to talk about, in terms of life. And if you have not seen, and maybe it's been a while since you've seen her acceptance speech for a Nobel Peace Prize, one that she didn't want, Al, if you remember, it was Pope John Paul that said, no, you've got to go. You've got, because you're representing, faith, you represent so much, and I understand, her reticence because she didn't want to make it about her. It was always going and serving the poor of the poor, right? The poorest of the poor. But, one of the lines she says, it is a poverty that a child must die so that you may live as you wish. Wow. I mean, that statement, you talk about carving, that statement, that carves deep. That has so much power, just that one statement right there.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully the argument is winning. Hopefully that is winning, and we can change the minds of the women who have been sold this idea that their careers are over if they have the baby, that it's in the way, it's an invader to what you want for your life. And,
well, this is why we need to hear stories, Al, of women who chose life in the middle of a career and what that decision has made, in terms of the difference for their for their life, their trajectory, even their business life. I mean, there's a lot of great stories out there.
Yeah, and we got to keep telling them and battle day by day.
Amen. Well, he's the managing editor of stream.org. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know. I mean, we're serious about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Al Parada has been our guest. Al, I appreciate you. Appreciate all the great work Stream does on behalf of the American people. Keep up the great fight, my friend. All right?
Great. Take it easy.
You got it. Have a great day, man. All right. Ciao. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your...